Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Ruth Etting and Bud Green, give thanks, listen to this past week in recording history, and have some songs about, snakes. Last night I attended a birthday party for my friend since high school, Lyle. Now, Lyle is quite the outdoorsman, and unlike me, one of his interests is snakes and other reptiles. So the party decorations included dozens of rubber snakes strategically placed around the house. At least I think they were all rubber. Anyway, here for Lyle is a set of rapidly rotating records about snakes, beginning with Wilton Crawley.
Snake hip dance, just keep on improving, bend your knees as you please, chivalry in the breeze. Snake hip dance, good for rheumatism. Snake hip dance, such a funny rhythm, throw your hips out of place with lots of style and grace. Then you clap your hands, rock like a ship at sea, clap again, heave through your hands at me. Snake hip dance, keep your body moving. Snake hip dance, just keep on improving, it's a rage from the stage. Call the snake hip dance. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Georgians, the band within the Phil Spector Orchestra, led by trumpeter Frank Grindy, and Snake's Hips, written by Spencer Williams, and recorded March 15, 1923. Snake's Hips was preceded by Tiny Parham and his musicians and his own composition, Snake Eyes, from July 2, 1928. Before that, it was King Oliver's Jazz Band and Snake Rag, featuring Joe Oliver and Louis Armstrong on cornets. Snake Rag was written by Oliver and Armand J. Perrone, and the version we heard was recorded for OK around June 22, 1923, a few weeks after they had recorded it for Jeanette on April 6th. We began that Snake set with Wilton Crawley and his orchestra, with the vocal by Wilton Crawley and Snake Hip Dance from October 3rd, 1929. Clarinetist, vocalist, songwriter, and vaudevillian and contortionist Wilton Crawley was born in 1900 in Virginia. The family moved to Philadelphia, where Wilton and his brother Jimmy formed their own band, and in the 20s and 30s, Crawley enjoyed wide success with his gaspipe style of clarinet playing. Wilton Crawley died in 1948. Today, November 23rd, marks the birth in 1903 in David City, Nebraska, of America's sweetheart, Ruth Etting. At 17, she got a job working on costumes at a Chicago club and made her stage debut in the chorus of the Marigold Gardens Theater in Chicago in 1925. In 1920, she met Martin Snyder, nicknamed Moe the Gimp, and they got married in 1922. Although Ruth Etting was certainly talented and would likely have made it without him, Snyder had power, influence, and connections, and with him managing her bookings, she played in top clubs and theaters and sang on radio in Chicago, where she became known as Chicago's sweetheart. Her big break came in 1927, when she starred on Broadway in the Ziegfeld Follies, which was followed by other Broadway shows and many radio appearances, including the 1932 Chesterfield Radio Show, her own show for Oldsmobile in 1934, and the Kellogg College Prom in 1935. She also appeared in several movies in the early 30s. Amidst all of that, she made lots of records, primarily for Columbia, and she was also a composer or lyricist of popular songs, including these three. Do 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 do
sunshine. What a difference since he's gone. Life don't seem the same. If he'd only take me back, I'd take all the blame. 'Cause maybe he's lonely.
Love.
that I've known. Can't you see I want you all for my own? I know that love's a game, so who's to blame? I hope and pray and keep on wondering if you feel the same when you're with somebody, when you're with somebody.
Well, there you have three, written and recorded by Ruth Etting. We began with Wistful and Blue, with the music by Julian Davidson and Ruth Etting singing her lyrics on November 24, 1926. Next, it was Maybe Who Knows, written with Joe Shuster and Johnny Tucker, recorded on April 8, 1929. We finished up with When You're With Somebody Else, accompanied by Phil Schwartz on January 3, 1928. L. Wolfe Gilbert wrote the lyrics, and Ruth and Abel Baer are credited with the music. Last week, November 19th, marked the birth in 1897 in Austria of lyricist Bud Green. His family came to the U.S. shortly afterward, and he grew up in New York City, where he worked as a staff writer for various music publishers from 1920 to 28, when he formed his own company and wrote special material for vaudeville performers, including Sophie Tucker. His collaborators included Buddy DeSilva, Ray Henderson, Al Dubin, Sam H. Stepped, and Harry Warren. In the 30s and 40s, he wrote for Hollywood, and his songs can be heard in the musicals Syncopation, Lucky in Love, Big Boy, and Baby Take a Bow. Bud Green died in Yonkers, New York, on January 2, 1981. His catalog includes the popular standards That's My Weakness Now, Do Something, Oh Boy, What a Girl, Flatfoot Floogie, and these.
for someone in distress, a heart in search of happiness. Ah, oh, baby, you showed me the way. My skies were so gray, I never knew I'd feel a thrill. I couldn't dream a dream until you showed me the way, yeah. The moment you found me, the shadows around me just disappeared from view. The world became rosy, each corner so cozy, darling, all because of you, yes, you. You showed me the way. And if I've learned that love can be a paradise for you and me, here's all I can say. Baby, you showed me the way.
Comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
There's a man that comes to our house. He's very nice. He comes in the summertime to bring Mama ice. But the tail bit soon melts away and he has to come back later in the day.
There's a man who comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
There's a man that comes to my house. He comes to take the trash in a little white jacket and a little black moustache. Now, it's all very strange, I don't mind telling you, but it always seems to me he's a little more familiar than a trash man ought to be.
There's a man that comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
There's a man who comes to my house. He comes to bring the milk. He walks right in the kitchen and talks as smooth as silk. I always have to hold his horsey by the gate, cause he always stops so long, the horsey hates the wait.
There's a man who comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
The man that comes to my house isn't such a don't. He rings the bell, says, I hope, I hope, I hope. You can tell he is a salesman the way he steps inside.
He never sells a single thing,
but walks out satisfied.
There's a man who comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
Now, when I grow up, I don't want to be a plumber, chair, drummer, net, canal, what for? What will I get? Batman, snow, serene. I don't want to be a doctor with an office uptown. You know what I want to be? I want to be the man that comes around, see?
Oh, he'd rather be just the man that calls around.
Oh, he'd rather be just the man that calls around. The man comes around, Papa goes away. Papa comes home, the man goes away. The man comes around, Papa goes away. Papa comes home, the man goes away.
This show is billed as music of the 1920s and 30s, but occasionally we'll venture into the 1940s, as with that October 30th, 1940 recording made in London by Nat Ganella and his New Georgians of The Man Who Comes Around. Before that, we heard Fats Waller in his rhythm, with Fats providing the vocal on You Showed Me the Way from April 9, 1937. The band also recorded an instrumental version of You Showed Me the Way in that same session. We began our tribute to Bud Green with the Clevelanders, a pseudonym for Jack Albin's orchestra on the Plaza labels, and Tomorrow is Another Day, recorded August 8, 1930. Tomorrow is Another Day was written by Bud Green and Sam H. Stept. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM, 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And I'm pleased to announce, beginning this week, also on shamrockradio.com. We want to welcome all the listeners of Shamrock Radio. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is the Riverside Dance Orchestra.
I'd fill an ocean, it's true. Through nights of pain, I dream in vain, and weep for hours like showers of rain. If tears could bring you back to me, I'd cry my eyes out for you. Thank you.
play so hard to get. Now don't be like that. I want a little kiss, just one you'll never miss. But you don't want a kiss. Now don't be like that. I don't know why, but you love to tease me. But if you'll just try, you will find it easy to please me. We're in a quiet place, I say, oh, let's embrace. You laugh right in my face. Now don't be like that. Thank you.
This Week in Recording History usually comes at the end of the program, but we've still got another segment, so, as they say, don't touch that dial. We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with the Riverside Dance Orchestra, a pseudonym for the Elmer Grosso Band on Jeanette and If Tears Could Bring You Back to Me. The vocalist on that November 23, 1926 recording was Elliot Stewart. Bandleader and multi-instrumentalist Elmer Grosso played trumpet and violin and made a number of sides for Columbia as a member of the Happy Six. With his own name as the only constant, he led bands with a variety of names, including Elmer Grosso and his Versatile Orchestra, Elmer Grosso's Mount Royal Orchestra, Elmer Grosso and his Greenwich Village Orchestra, and Elmer Grosso and his Crusaders. He was born on August 5, 1887, and after retiring from music, he moved to Hollywood, Florida, and went into real estate. He died in Fort Lauderdale in 1970. Next, it was Gene Goldkett and his orchestra and Don't Be Like That, written by Archie Gottler, Charlie Tobias, and Maceo Pinkard. That record is exactly 80 years old this very day, having been recorded on November 23, 1928, and the vocalist was Harold Stokes. Don't Be Like That was followed by the musical question, Who Will It Be?, performed there on November 20th, 1923 by Gene Rodemick's orchestra. You probably recognize the next song as the theme of The Amos and Andy Show, The Perfect Song, written by Clarence Lucas and Joseph Carl Breel. That was Nat Shilkret directing the Victor Salon Orchestra on November 18th, 1929. This coming Thursday is Thanksgiving Day here in the United States. I'm thankful for the opportunity to present this show, and even more so that you've chosen to listen, and I wish you a pleasant and safe holiday. Here's Sophie Tucker to share some things for which she's thankful.
I've got a song for sad folks who've had their ups and downs. I'd like to turn them all into glad folks, drive away their frown. I've had my losses, you bet, but I've got plenty yet. I've got the birds, I've got the trees. You can't be poor with things like these. And if I didn't have a blessed thing more, that's something to be thankful for. I've got the sun, the moon above. I've got my health and friends I love. And if I didn't have a blessed thing more, that's something to be thankful for. As long as I can stretch and yawn to the music of the dawn, singing, wake up, carry on. I'm glad I'm living. I've got someone to share my lot, who's satisfied with what I've got. And if I didn't have a blessed thing more, that's something to be thankful for. And I'm not too thin, not too fat, not too round, and not too flat. I've got what I've got, and I'm glad it ain't more, and that's something to be thankful for. I've got my pep, and I can still enjoy that well-known certain thrill. I'm getting enough and I can still ask for more, and that's something to be thankful for. My man keeps me satisfied. What I like, I'm not denied. And if he wants to cheat a little bit on the side, it's all right with me, I let him. He should live so. And at any time he don't make good, I mean in doing the things a good man should, I've got the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, and that's something to be thankful for.
Thank you.
I found in your embrace. I'm thankful, though I know it's ending all too soon. And thanks for unforgettable nights I never can replace, and memories that linger like a haunting tune. It is better to have loved you, dear, and lost, than never to have loved at all. It is better, for no matter what the cost, I held the world in sway, an emperor for a day. And thanks again for taking me on the road to paradise. We lost our way, but still I must convey my thanks.
Thank you.
We began this final segment of Rapidly Rotating Records with Sophie Tucker, and That's Something to Be Thankful For, from May of 1934. Next was Frank Luther with Leo Reisman and his orchestra, and Thanks, from October 3rd, 1933. Thanks was written by Arthur Johnston and Sam Coslow. We finished up with the Piccadilly Dance Band, a pseudonym for Alan Selby, and I Thank the Moon, from August of 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.